Welcome to AI Marketing, a podcast for sales and marketing professionals that want to increase their sales, leads, and conversions through the use of artificial intelligence solutions. And now, here's your host, Mark Verdilman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to AI Marketing. Today, I'm going to talk about my three favorite ChatGPT use cases. And these are things that I use for smartblocks.xyz, as well as my clients where I'm still a fractional CMO. And my team will come in all AI powered, by the way. I mean, there's no sense in not using AI because it's an extremely powerful tool. Everyone should be using it. And so let's get started. So basically, anything that I write, I at least check with ChatGPT. I'm not talking about the small messages. I'm talking about marketing messaging. Anything related to clients or to, you know, smartblocks.xyz, which is a real estate tokenization platform, really anything, just to make sure I'm not missing anything. But I always keep it authentic. I kind of write it out first. The only way I'd have ChatGPT write anything for me, cloud is better anyway, but this is about ChatGPT, is if I ask it to outline this particular video script or this particular blog post or sales copy for a website, basically anything. Then I'll start with it just because maybe I'm not as familiar with the concept or not, and just have it outline it. In terms of writing it, I also will write it out first and then have ChatGPT fix it up a little bit. But I don't want it to sound AI, so I go back over it and edit it again. And usually that's a fantastic copy because it's my thoughts, my words, made better by ChatGPT. Then I go back over the top and I make sure that it sounds authentic to me and it doesn't sound ChatGPT-ish. You know what I'm talking about. You're talking about the phrases and some of the words like keen that it seems to use. It's very keen on keen, and I'm not quite sure why. And the second way I use ChatGPT, and a lot of people didn't even realize they could do this, it could do financials. And so anytime I'm looking at my financials or looking at my balance sheet or my income statements or something financial for my clients or a real estate project that we're evaluating whether to put on our platform at SmartBlocks, I'll use that to act as a financial wizard or whatever it is, a real estate somebody that's doing auditing for real estate finances, and it'll at least give me a pretty good perspective of what these financial statements are and what they mean and what to look out for. Then you could dive deep. You keep asking it questions until you get to the answers that you're looking for. Now, you always need to double check this with an accountant or a CPA or your CFO, but I think it does a really good job of nailing down what the issues are and what to look for and if your balance sheet is out of balance. So even better, it'll look at bank statements, if you know how to scan in bank statements, and it will give you an evaluation of your bank statements and make sure that it's part of your accounting record. The third way, and there's probably 50 folks, but the third way I use ChatGPT probably the most are to take podcasts like this or my YouTube videos at youtube.com/@CryptoNized1, the number one, and it will transcribe them and then summarize them. And then I'll also ask it to put timestamps. So if you know YouTube, it has timestamps that are automatically linked to your video if you know how to put them in the description correctly. Not hard to do, but ChatGPT makes this super fast, super easy. Again, I always go back through it and make it sound like more like me. I mean, the transcript is me, but I want the summary to sound like me. Almost to the point where I'll pass those AI detectors like undetectable.ai. So that's it. Those are my three use cases. I could spend all day here giving you 47 more. But when it comes to anything complex or something marketing focused or marketing related, my advice is that you find a way to use this tool to make you a superhero, kind of like the calculator, what the calculator did for financial professionals and the computers did for just about everybody else. AI can do that for you in marketing, no matter what you're doing, even if it's just reviewing what you did to poke holes in it or make suggestions or to make something even more creative. I'll give you an example. I'm working on a proposal for a government in order to tokenize a major project. And I've asked it for some ideas as to how to make this project more creative, more interesting, so that it's more fundable on my platform at SmartBlox. So that's one example. And I came up with three killer ideas, one of which I modified a little bit, but I included. I never would have found this on my own. It just gave me ideas that I was able to massage into something that was more presentable and I think the client, in this case, the government, would like. So that's it. Tell me what your top three are. Put them in the comments. I guess you can't if it's on Apple Podcasts, but send me a look at the show notes, send me an email, tweet at me, find me on LinkedIn and tell me what you thought of your, not only what you thought of my three, but what you are using ChatGPT for. I'm very, very interested. I'm probably missing like 100 use cases. So please, this is a two-way street. I'm telling you what I'm doing. Hopefully it's adding some value to your marketing career. But, you know, in return, tell me what you do. Something creative, something I should be doing that I'm probably not. Love to hear from you. So that's it. Very short episode. Hopefully give you some ideas as to how I work with it so that you can too. And until the next episode, folks.